I'm Herb Tricks for WVIK. Charlotte Boyer, a 17-year-old junior at Rock Island High School, will be featured as a contestant in Season 20 of NBC's The Voice singing competition, which begins airing on Monday, March 1st at 7 p.m. Last fall, Boyer didn't know her mom Chrissy had submitted a video of her performing from 2019 to The Voice. So Charlotte and her father got an all-expenses-paid trip to Los Angeles for the month of October. First, so she could quarantine for 2 weeks. It was her first time ever on an airplane, and the blind auditions were at the NBC studios.
I wasn't really, like, going into it expecting anything or having any real expectations. You know, I was just along for the experience.
Boyer was not allowed to say what she sang for auditions nor who she sang for until her show airs. She was at the auditions for about 6 hours, and she wore her River Music Experience T-shirt.
Like, it wasn't anything like I felt like, oh, this is kind of fake. It was something that I felt like, oh, they're really trying to make this a genuine production and trying to portray everyone's lives in a good way. It wasn't anything negative.
Being gone from school for a month wasn't too big a deal, she says, since during the pandemic, students were studying remotely anyway. She continued her studies online. Getting on The Voice was a dream come true for Boyer, whose mom is a professional singer and the events manager at the River Music Experience.
I definitely would have never thought that I would have been able to do that. That's something that, like, people dream of doing, and I was able to actually make it. So I think that's something in itself is a great accomplishment for me and that I'll take with me for the rest of my life.
Because of COVID, Charlotte hasn't been able to perform at Rock Island High School, and the Redstone Room at the River Music Experience remains closed. Another silver lining is that she's had a lot of time to work alone on her songwriting. She's been writing music since she was about 13 and took her first Army program, Winter Blues Camp, at the age of 12. The Davenport-based nonprofit that works to change lives through music has helped Charlotte through its educational programs, scholarships, and financial assistance. In 2019, Charlotte was the youngest songwriter chosen for the Amplify Quad Cities, the soundtrack campaign for the local United Way. United Way partnered with the RME to enlist local songwriters to create 6 original songs that reflect stories of everyday people whose lives were changed through the support of the United Way. Renee Gellerman, CEO of the Quad Cities United Way and a board member of the RME, is impressed with what Charlotte has accomplished in her young life.
It was so moving to see of that age with that level of compassion. It was really moving. I knew it was special at that moment. The level of maturity for someone like Charlotte was really remarkable.
Gellerman says she was blown away to learn that Charlotte would be competing on The Voice.
You know, when we had our campaign kickoff and the two girls played at that kickoff, they were a fan favorite, not only because it's so inspiring to see young people with talent and courage, but just the quality of her voice and the song that she wrote was moving to people. And she was a fan favorite for sure.
To see how Charlotte worked with United Way on Amplify Quad Cities, visit YouTube. And you can listen to her song, I'll Be All Right, on SoundCloud. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.